down the
concourse, huh?
Yeah, everybody knew me as Nino Brisminelli, but all the guys called me Johnny Rico. And I remember I was sitting around with the guys, smoking a Lucky. And I said, you know, guys, you ain't gonna see me here tomorrow. I'll be a cheerleading practice. They said, cheerleading practice? You're gonna win pom-poms? And hopping around yelling rah-rah? I said, let me tell you something. Yeah, I'll be hopping around. I'll also be lifting up girls, looking up their skirts, squeezing their butts and passing them around. I get out of class. I get to go on trips. Huh? And all I do is lift up a girl or two. Who's the stupid one, huh? My buddy said, well, I thought those guys were... I said, let me tell you about those guys. Those are the smart guys. We're the stupid ones sitting up in the stands enjoying Rosie while they're squeezing the squat. So sure enough, I remember the first game. We were taking on Central High. There I was on the field. I didn't wear no shorts. Still had my boots on. Had a cigarette hanging out of the corner of my mouth there. I told all the other cheerleaders, be careful not to kick over my beard. Well, I pick up this one babe, and like little Jack Horner, who sat in the corner, I stuck in my thumb, and it was night. And I threw it through the air to the other guy, but he missed it. She went in the stand. And rolled like down the whole bleachers. She got to the bottom of the stairs. We had this funny car we used as our mascot. Her head went through the windshield. I said, hey! I grabbed her ankles, trying to yank her out. Shards of glass cut through her leather, sweaty. And her little ankle bracelet got hung up on the door handle. I yanked her out, and she was a little on the bloody side. She was ticked, but she'd get over it. Started raining ineffectual blows about my head and shoulders. I said, hey, as I held her wrist to her side, what do you think, huh? Saturday, you, me, dinner, huh? My light, look, I'll bring the band-aids, you bring the booze, okay?